Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio. So years ago, I used to be joked at a lot, and I was called a Jesus freak, okay? So in this room tonight, we have a bunch of Jesus freaks. So with us tonight, my pastor, Brother Bobby Hill from New Life Church.
Hey.
Former lead singer of Down South, Nick Faulkner.
What's up?
Nick has separated ways with the band itself and is following Jesus and is, I guess, going to start pastoring some and spreading the word of God. Is that close?
I don't know that that pastoring is on the agenda right now. I've been just letting God kind of restore me. I've been out for a minute.
Amen.
I've been out of the will of God for at least 5 to 6 years. And so I've just really been letting God restore me.
Awesome.
And sitting under a local church and just been trying to focus on him.
That's it. And the founder of Kenya Relief, Steve James, is the co-host tonight. And he actually just got back from Kenya and flew back in this past Friday and has done a lot of good things over there, seeing new parts of Kenya, talking with a lot of the, I don't know what do you call it, Steve? I mean, some of the government officials.
Yeah, game changers.
Game changers.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
People that can help us do more.
There we go. So look, Nick, I'm going to put you on the spot, brother.
Sure.
How would you like to go ahead and pray us in real quick?
I'd love to. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks, honor, glory, and praise just for the time to come together in the name of Jesus Christ, where you said that if there'd be two or three in the midst, let us ask anything, and it would be given unto us. You also said that you would be in the midst of us as well. God, I thank you for that, and we invite you into this. And we ask you to have your way. Remove anything that's not of you from us so that we may speak as vessels by your Spirit. We ask you to bless the families that are represented here today and the churches as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Woohoo.
That's some powerful words right there. I like that. So, Bobby, you've been off the Big D Radio Show for about a month. You've been hanging out at the beach, being a beach bum, and
some of the time, not the
just a little bit of the time, yeah. Just enjoying
not
life.
Enough, not long enough. But
so, look, I think. Well, I know being at the beach and just sitting on that sand, you can really get close to God. You really can. To see the beauty that He's created and just to absorb that in and to know that He's the creator. And you know, and you can get that same feeling, you know, when you go up to the mountains or something like that and you can see that beauty and just to know. Because I'm that way, you know, when I'm at the beach, you know, I can just sit there and look and just know and feel Him to know what He's done.
It's majestic to me. I mean, I can't sit on the beach and not think about God and how majestic He is. I mean, just that's what that brings to me. Who He is, what He's done, it's incredible. And I know different people get, you know, different things from different places. But on the beach for me is very inspiring.
It is. It's like it just draws you in. Yeah. I mean, that's the way it does me.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, man, if I was retired and rich, I could just sit here and read the Bible every day. You know?
So, yeah, I took a month off from church, and Big D radio show.
Yeah.
As much as I could for this month, I've done as close to nothing as possible.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
All month.
There's nothing. Yep. You know, I don't know, Bobby. Let me just say this. I don't know, but you do. Being a pastor of a church, and you've been at New Life, I know, I want to take a guess, about 17 or 18 years now.
Yeah, you're right on. 18.
And to know that you have to be there, and, you know, I don't want to say it bad, but it consumes you and everything that you do. And it's a lot on you, and it's a lot on any pastor. And so sometimes, hey, you just need a break.
It is.
You know, I mean, it's, I don't even know, you know, I can't even comprehend, but I know that you're constantly busy. And it's just
I'm sure there's other professions that are similar. So, you know, I don't like to, you know, just single us out as pastors or ministers, but it's the only thing I can identify with, so I understand it. But it can be consuming. I think part of the nature of it is the emotional part, where you're involved in people's lives on an emotional level.
Exactly.
In ways that many times people are hurting or struggling in different ways. And so when you're emotionally attached to that, and then even spiritually involved in that with them, that can be tiring at times. Obviously, part of that's exhilarating at times.
Right.
I mean, it's great to be part of what God's doing in somebody else's life, and
you're
participating. But just overall, you know, there is a lot of demand upon a person, and so I've learned, you know, it's important to keep your priorities straight.
Exactly.
And we don't do anybody any good when we don't, and so. So we practice what we call sabbatical. That's the word we call that, you know, just taking some time off. And we recommend it for everybody who's in any kind of ministry at long term or any length of time. I had a good friend. They recommend that after 10 years of ministry, of the same type of ministry, same location, whatever, a person ought to take 3 months a year off.
Oh, really?
But I only take one.
Take advice.
But it is refreshing. It's renewing. It is something that we see Jesus did. You know, it talks about how He pulled away from the crowds and He got alone and talked to His Father. And for me, that's what this time is about. It's being sure that I'm focused properly. You know, the Holy Spirit obviously speaks to us in many ways in a consistent manner. But I find in my life, in a leader type role, you know, God don't talk a lot about, He gives us things and then we work on those for an extended period of time. You get a vision or something, and I know Steve can identify with that. You don't need to hear God every day to know what you're going to do to fulfill your vision, because He gave it to you and you got it.
Right.
So once in a while, I like to stop and say, okay, are you still saying the same thing? You know?
Right.
Or is that last word that I got, is that still valid in the future? And just to be sure that you know, I'm where I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And there's fulfillment in that itself. So just a renewing, a refreshing, a refocusing, you know, time. And I think it's something that everybody ought to practice on some level. You know, we see that the Sabbath was instituted. God did that when He created the world. He 6 days He created, and then He rested on the seventh day.
Right.
You know, and that was a rest. It wasn't a day of worship. You know, we've come to call Sunday the Sabbath, but it's not. Sunday's not a Sabbath. Sunday's a day of worship. There's a lot goes on Sunday. So that doesn't fit the bill for the Sabbath idea that, and I think it's just there is a rest that people need in general, away from the hectic activities of life. It just sucks us into so much. And so during these times of me sitting out watching, it's like, you know what? I've realized there's a lot of non-essential stuff out there.
Yeah,
I don't have to be doing all that.
Right.
And it's easier to pick and choose what we should be doing. And so I think that should be part of everybody's life. I think there ought to be times when, as much as possible, we set aside some time just to rest and think and contemplate. But, you know, there's a deeper part of that whole Sabbath thing, and Jesus is our spiritual rest, and he's the fulfillment of the Jewish Sabbath. I mean, he is the Sabbath, and in him there is this rest. And so, you know, that's the beautiful thing about realizing the truth in these times of quiet or whatever, is that we don't have to strive for anything. There's nothing to strive for. What do we have to strive for?
Exactly.
It says, you know, it talks about Jesus. You know, I mean, you know, once sins have been paid for, there's nothing to strive for to pay for them anymore.
So and Bobby, that's one of the biggest things that I've been guilty of personally as a man.
Yeah.
Is in my mind thinking I need to be good enough for him.
Yeah.
And
that is not the gospel.
I know.
That's bad news.
I know.
That's bad news.
At least I admit it.
That's condemning news.
I know.
So realizing that Jesus has overcome.
Yes.
We're not waiting for him to do the next big thing. He's already done it.
He's already done it.
And so finding that rest in him. So for Christians, we ought to be living out of that restful place. And while as much as I know how that ought to be or think I do, I can also say that, you know, it seems difficult to be able to do that. I have to keep my head right and my heart right to be able to do that. I'm sure Steve can speak to some of that because everything gets so convoluted at times we get out of focus.
Yep.
And
I think, Nick, you may agree with me, it's just getting caught up in the world because that's what I've done.
Absolutely.
And it overtakes you. It overtakes me.
And it's non-essential stuff.
Yeah, I noticed that when I stepped away from God and I stepped away from his calling on my life to really pursue something that I wanted. It was my desire. This was something that I had in me that's like, this is what I want to do. You know, I felt like the way of God had failed me, and I felt like ministry had failed me, and I stepped away because, you know, I was doing this from like 17 to 23, and I stepped away from it. And just because of church hurt or whatever, you know, things that I thought, man, if this is what's being a minister is all about, I don't know that I want to do this.
Right.
You know, and I went to live a life to where I was in complete control. And when God finally broke me down, which was on August 6th of this year, I found myself laying in the floor. And I was looking for my capo. I was writing a song. I was looking for a capo, and I was starting to write this song, and I found a stack of handkerchiefs. And I remembered those handkerchiefs because they were the last stack of handkerchiefs I had with me the last time I had preached. And when I picked those things up, I remembered. I remembered what it was like to have the Spirit of God in my
life.
And I felt him wrap his arms around me, and I hit the floor. And I just put them over me. And the next thing you know, I felt so unclean before God. I felt so dirty. And I started, here I am, I'm listing all these things to God. I'm wanting to repent. God, forgive me of this, forgive me of that, forgive me of this, forgive me of that. All of this. And it's like I heard the Spirit of God speak to me and said, no, your sin was when you took your life out of my hands. It was your claim to the rights to yourself that caused all the effects of these sins you're repenting for. It was the moment that I said, God's way is not good enough. I want to go my own way. That was it. That's where sin starts. That's where it started with me. And so when I repented of that, I said, God, what do I do? What do I do? It's like, you know, I've already made a profession of faith, but I've walked away. I felt like the prodigal son, you know? And here I've come back. And I remember opening the Bible just as soon as I got done praying. It's amazing how the Spirit of God will do this, you know, with you if you're sincere and you pray. I opened right up to Matthew chapter 8. where there was a leper that came to Jesus. And he said, Jesus, if you will you make me clean? And Jesus said, I will. And from that second, I instantly felt his holiness.
That's again. Powerful.
From just that moment. And so I said, all right, God, I feel this, but what I need to do now? Because I've just lived a life to where I've used your grace as an excuse to do what I wanted to do. Because in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, I can always come back to God when I get good and ready.
We've all said that.
Does that not remind you of the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 4, where he said that beware of these men that creep in unawares who have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness, a license to sin. And you can just come back whenever you want to. And then it's like I get in this book and I start reading this Bible and I'm like, I'm reading and I'm looking at the Acts of the Apostles and I'm looking at the New Testament church and I'm saying, if this is how we're to live, then it must be the grace of God gives me the power to live holy, not just the power to get forgiveness whenever I feel like it.
Right.
Because it's the Word that taught me that it's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. There's a leading to repentance. There's a drawing by the Spirit. It even says we can't even say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. You know, there's a drawing to it. So when I felt that, I'm like, God, here I've been misusing the grace. You know, I got to reading in Hebrews, and I was like, oh man, I feel like I've trampled underfoot the blood of Jesus here, and now all this stuff. And it's like, no, what you need to do is you need to ask for the real grace of God, what I intended it to be, the enabling power that God gives us to live holy.
Amen.
And so now I'm like, God, all right, I'm going to walk this highway called holiness, but I need your grace for that. And that's my endeavor right now, man. I want to live a victorious life in Christ, but not only just for me, but I want to do it for that what that book teaches. In the book of Acts, people were getting healed. People were getting saved. People were getting delivered. You know, if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to give my life to God, then that's what I want. That's what I want to see. I want to see my family saved.
Exactly.
I want to see my friends saved. But not just only saved, but walk in power with Christ.
Every day.
Every day. You know, to get that fullness, you know. So that's what, man, that's where I'm at right now.
Well, you're in a good place. Reaching for him. You know, I spoke with Danielle a few weeks ago and just kind of told her, you know, I feel like I have been absent, you know, with him. And I really have. And I've struggled through things. And I just find myself over the last few days craving to seek him even more. And so whenever I take a shower, of course, I turn on YouTube and all. There's a few select songs that I listen to all the time, you know, and it just draws me near to him. And that's what I need. I need it every day.
Every day.
Man, is that not an inspiring story, Bobby?
Absolutely.
Inspiring. So, and we're going to a break. Bobby, thank you for being in on the Big D Radio Show.
My pleasure.
We didn't get to read a lot of scripture, but man, we got some powerful words in this room. So look, coming up next, we're going to bring Charlie Craven, Dale Ball. They are with the Coleman Elks Lodge this coming Saturday at the Coleman Vinemont Airport. We're going to have a veterans program going on. Man, we have airplanes from all over the United States flying in, and you can actually fly in some of these for like $75. Food. It's going to be a great time. So they're going to be telling us about that. And we've got a few more folks that's in the studio that we're going to speak with. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We'll be back in just a moment.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kalman.com today. Or visit our website, live95kalman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kalman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 in studio. Dale Ball, Charlie Craven with the Elks Lodge right here in Coleman. So we got some things we're going to talk about, Charlie. Why don't we go ahead and jump in on the veterans program on Saturday?
Absolutely. Well, thank you. It's great to be here. We've got a really great veterans celebration coming up this Saturday, November 4th, out at Coleman Airport. This thing has been in the works and in the planning for since probably about this time last year, for well over 10 months. But needless to say, it can't be done with any one group such as the Elks. It's a community effort.
Exactly.
We just try to help round it up. And there's several of our members that have worked in that capacity in years past through the VFW and what have you. When the venue was split between Sportsman Lake Park
right.
and the airport.
Exactly.
And now it's all consolidated out of the airport. So a lot of work, a lot of preparation, behind-the-scenes stuff, and it's fixing to all go down big time this weekend.
And something that I learned when I got when I joined the Elks last week or week or two is, you know, when it started out, I think the very first time they said there was like 100 people show up, and then it went to 10,000. I mean, that's huge. I mean, that is huge. And you know, it's just something that I feel the community of Coleman always wants to support the veterans.
Absolutely. I've learned that myself. I agree with you fully. You know, it takes the veterans really to make an event like this happen.
Exactly.
We've got a really great speaker that's coming in. He was just awarded he's the latest recipient of the Presidential Congressional Medal of Honor.
Wow.
Mike.
Rose.
Sorry, Mike Rose, exactly.
Mike Rose.
Captain Mike Rose was a medic over in Vietnam, and it's going to be great to hear his story. I'm always impressed, and it blows my mind, the American heroes you meet at an event like
exactly,
this.
Exactly, exactly.
Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I always say in life is, and I try to be kind of comparable. You know, the first thing that I say is that I'm nothing without my Savior, you know?
Absolutely.
And then for me to look at the military to know, man, I am not safe without them. I don't have freedom. You know, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have freedom. You know, there would be a dictatorship in the United States. But through them and the military that we have the freedom to do whatever we want to do. And I'm so thankful every day.
Very true statement. Yes, sir.
So I think we're going to have some airplanes from all over the United States coming in.
There's going to be quite a few planes. It is a Vietnam era event. Of course, we've got the Huey helicopters, the Cobra fighting chopper. We've got several other planes, including the O2, the L9 observation aircraft. I'm not a military guy. There's folks who could speak a lot more thoroughly on this, but the low observation helicopter is one that I'm looking forward to see as well.
Yes. Now, I think there's one of them that you can actually ride for $75. Is that correct?
That's true. The Huey. We've pre-sold some tickets. Those
Good.
Ticket holders will be able to go to the front of the line, but we'll also be selling to the public there at the airport.
On the day
they can ride that. They can see a static display of the Huey, as well as a Vietnam bunker, a Vietnam chaplain's tent, Vietnam Pleiku Hospital, USO canteen, a lot of Vietnam stuff, including Vietnamese and Viet Cong armament and uniforms, as well as American
wow.
uniforms. Everything period
that?
to that era.
So I think are we going to have some food vendors up there also?
Going to be quite a few food vendors from this area, as well as, of course, the restaurant there at the hotel at the airport is open. It'd just be a great day, great family event,
yes.
climbing wall. Obstacle course for the kids. They need a great day to bring your family out, meet some American heroes, show some support for
exactly.
our veterans, and
exactly.
Just have a good time.
Look, if I was about 50 pounds lighter, Dale, I'd do that climbing wall. But there's
free
no way.
Parking.
Free parking.
Free parking, free admission. So,
excellent.
And I think the carts bus is going to be carting people.
Yeah, we've got an overflow for the main parking at the airport is somewhat limited. So we're really trying to reserve that for combat wounded, for folks with full-blown handicap and disability that just flat can't walk even to get to the carts bus. But there's a field right there on airport property, and we're going to shuttle people back from there back up into the main venue at the terminal area.
Excellent. So that's this Saturday starting at what time?
9 o'clock.
9 a.m.?
9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Coleman Airport. So make sure you bring your family out, bring your friends, and just enjoy a great time. So, Steve, you're going to talk about the Coleman Elks Holiday Craft Fair.
Oh. Okay. Well, first, I guess I should know about it a little bit before I talk about it.
Okay.
Why don't you fill us in?
This is our second year. It is an annual event that I started last year. It is for our Christmas charities. It is all indoors because we never know what the weather in November is going to be. So it's November the 11th. We have a packed house, more so this year. Last year I had 28 vendors. This time I have 33, and I could have had 20 more.
That place will be packed, by the way.
But, I mean, yeah. We have people from Bessemer, Hartsell, our local vendors will be there. We have Cincy, Roden and Fields, Snap Jewelry, Boutique Clothing, Ginseng Lip Sense, Plunder, Pamper Chef, Paparazzi Jewelry. Then we have our crafters, which is all kinds of wooden crafts, wall hangings, door hangers, farmhouse signs, homemade wreaths for the holidays and the game day, from wooden American flags, mm-hmm. Confederate flags, bath bombs, soaps, even unicorn poop, handmade.
What in the world is unicorn poop? You gotta tell me.
It is bath fizzes for the bathtub. It's rainbow colors. Children love it. Sprinkle some in there and it turns your water rainbow. It's got a catchy name. But, we have just had a tremendous outpour of support this year. People wanting to know about it, wanting to be a part of it. We will open the doors promptly at 10 o'clock. It costs $1 to get in. And that $1, though, gets your name on a ticket in a drawing for over 35 door prizes. So, actually, you're buying one ticket. You can buy more if you would like. But, each vendor donates items to be door prizes. The lodge donates items. We get gift certificates from various businesses, meal tickets, dinners. We just want everybody to come out, bring the family. I'm trying to find somebody to do some face painting for kids.
Let me stop you there. It sounds like you've got the handle on this, that it's going to be a great day for people. But what interests me is that what the proceeds of this go to. The charities that you have is, I'd like to know more about that because that's what would drive me to want to participate in something.
Okay.
Like this.
We have several Christmas charities that we support here locally. We bring all the Head Start kids from all the Head Start programs into the lodge December the 9th. I think that's what we found out last night. And we feed them pizza, drinks, cookies. We fly Santa Claus in a helicopter. We buy each one of them a gift. Santa calls their names out. They come up. They get the gift. That's our big Christmas sponsor is our children Head Start Christmas. And then last year we started a nursing home project where we adopted 10 females and 10 males from a local nursing home last year that either doesn't have family or they don't have family that visits them. So we gave them a list and they gave us some needs and wants and we purchased that for them and took it to them. And also our children's Christmas on the way out from the lodge, we send them home with a bag of fruit, bananas, all that stuff for them to take home and share with their families.
Christmas, sometimes you have everything. Many of us have everything you could ever want at Christmas. And, setting that example for the family, a tradition or something that you can do together to benefit a child that maybe doesn't. And I think that's really cool that you're reaching out to people in nursing homes. Sometimes I've worked in nursing homes and people they feel forgotten sometimes.
They do.
So that's just a great thing that you're doing at the Elks Lodge to touch people's lives who, are that need it. And I'd like to be involved in something like that.
Well, you need to come be a part of it. You can come anytime you want to, is my guess.
November the 11th.
I think you'd make a great Santa Claus.
Oh, we have a good Santa Claus.
Yeah.
If we grew him some hair, he could be
Look, I could. Look, let me tell you something. It's all gray. That's what I keep it safe for.
Yeah.
Hey, is there not something about Santa Claus that just fires you up? Look, I'm 51 years old, and I get fired up when I see him. I'm not lying either.
So we're also the lodge is going to be selling hot dogs, barbecue sandwiches, and hopefully it'll be cold enough for some chili that day. And so, I mean, it just all goes into our Christmas funds. And we've actually been able to have some extra funds at times, and we've sponsored families at Christmas that were having a hard time that reached out to us that some of the other organizations had used their funds. So,
right. Well, I'm taking this home.
You can have it.
I'm going to stick it on my refrigerator.
Okay.
And November the 11th, you'll see the James family out there.
Very good. So. Awesome. Spread the word. Last year we had, based on the tickets we sold, somewhere around 700 people came through.
Wow.
It is the same day as the Christmas in Coleman that the Chamber of Commerce sponsors. And they were routing people to us.
Really?
And routing people to them.
That's incredible. That's it.
So it's a great event.
And I can imagine those vendors really love that.
They do.
Have that many people come through and to make some sales.
And to shop local. Shop local.
Shop local, that's right. And, I mean, they were calling me wanting back in this year because they said they had fun. It was a good expo. So that made me feel
that's
good.
That's awesome.
It's a nice environment.
It is. Great environment. Dale Ball, thank you for coming in, talking about the Coleman Elks Holiday Craft Expo, and Charlie talking about the veterans program. And Elks is always doing something fun.
Always. Exactly. There's one more thing I wanted to add. We will have the ball games on the big TVs.
Okay.
For the husbands that don't want to shop, they can come watch the ball games while their wives shop.
There's nothing wrong with that. And maybe have some Kool-Aid or something.
Yeah, we can have some veterans on Saturday.
Camp Liberty will be set up at the Veterans Program. Something that Danielle and I, we've just joined Camp Liberty to run their wedding venue for them. So it's just a really great place.
So congratulations to you too.
Thank you. We love being a part of it and hope we do big things for Camp Liberty. And
Joe Land is an amazing man.
He surely is. Well, thank you all for coming in. We appreciate it so much. We hope you have great success this Saturday and at the Expo also. Coming up, Christopher Greer, Nick Faulkner, and the world-famous Wes Brown, winner of Battle of the Bands 2017 right here in Coleman. They have their guitars in hand, and we're going to be jamming here in a few minutes on the Big D Radio Show. Thank you again, guys, for coming in.
I hope you will
come back in very soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissors Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over.
we uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's independent radio.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. We have a packed house tonight. Nothing but a bunch of musicians hanging out here that love Jesus, and that's just what it is. Welcome back, the winner of the Battle of the Bands 2017 right here in Cullman, presented by Live 95.5, is Wes Brown. He is back in studio with us along with Christopher Greer and Nick Faulkner. So, welcome to the Big D Radio Show. Glad to have all of you back.
It's always good to be back.
Hey, look, man, it's just a great show.
Yeah.
Talk about Rick and Bubba. We talk about Big D. What are you talking about?
You know, I thought we had some Rick and Bubba moments on Tuesday with the spider and everything else we covered.
We had such a good time on Tuesday.
It was on his hip, then it was on the table, and we had it back to back weeks.
Look, I had a spider on my head last week.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, here comes a spider out. Just, I think my bald head attracts him or something. I don't know what it is. But
well, I'm glad it's your bald head and not mine. You know, apparently I've got just as you're in danger. Okay,
you're sitting by me, Steve. You better watch out. There's going to be a spider getting
Brenda
in.
Brenda will take her shoe off and then we'll be dead.
Yes,
that's Brenda the exterminator.
Yes,
that's,
it is.
Wear it out.
Yeah, we had a red wasp in here a few weeks ago, and she just wore it out while we watched her, of course.
Well, look, I mean, she had it handled. We didn't need to get involved, so it was all
exactly.
Good.
That's what
she
I'm talking
about. She protected me. I
manifold. Right.
Yes, yes. So, Wes Brown, what's been going on with you, brother?
Oh, man, it ain't nothing been going on. Just living life, man.
Living life. Staying busy. I see you playing a lot, and... look, we've got some big things coming also. Let's go ahead and say it. I'm going to start promoting some concerts at Camp Liberty pretty soon. So we're going to get Coleman ready, and we're going to bring some of the finest entertainment out there, and we're going to have a good time. So we got a small amphitheater out there with seating, and we're just going to have a good time. So
sounds good.
Man, we are fired up about it. So
as long as you don't make me get on the zip line,
look,
good.
Come on. You got to be on the zip line.
Gravity and me have a hate relationship, man.
Chris, there's a little kid.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's a toddler that you can ride if you want to.
Like the bunny slopes.
Yes.
<know.
laughs> Well, Wes, was you going to bring the guitar in to play?
Broke a string on it, so I'm going to play his.
Well, that's good. Well, let's jump right into it and let's get a song by Wes Brown.
You got a pick there.
Wes needs a pick.
Everyone that knows Wes knows I need a pick.
You got it? I use a light one, so.
You going to sing?
Yeah, I'll sing. Nick, you want to sing?
Nick, you going to jump in?
I may.
Sure. God had a different plan for me tonight. It was not a... It was just to come here and listen.
Well, your plan is playing now. Because we love to hear you play, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wes Brown with Christopher Greer and Nick Faulkner.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see. Your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all you be still, will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Or be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Oh, I can only imagine. That day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded, will I feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Or be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
Look, I've just created a new triple threat right here. So look, this is awesome. Danielle, did you ever think that would happen?
Yes, I did.
Christopher Greer, did you ever think you'd be sent by Nick Faulkner singing with him?
No, but, you know, honestly, I've got a world of respect for both these guys.
Exactly.
The talent that they've got, and to have a chance to just sit in on something like that, that was pretty special.
Oh, yeah.
And to be able to, all three of us, play music for God, to lift, exactly. lift God up, I mean, it doesn't get any better.
No, it does not. It does not. So, look, we do have time for another one.
Look, Hank D. went, if we could play one from this phone, it's the one God gave me. It's a Christian song that I wrote. It's called Stand. And for the y'all that's watching out there, which, of course, phone won't work too. Nothing I'm touching right now. I guess I was supposed to come here just to watch because I can't get a note out.
Wes had to go to the doctor today.
Yes. Wes is under the weather.
Wes was not planning to come, but I said, you know what, I'm going to write up because I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Well, he had different. But, all right, this is a song called Stand. And, well, I'm talking to some dogs.
Look, I talk to my dog all the time. What are you talking about?
This song I wrote is, I just call it Stand. Won't you hear me? I'm crying your name. I'm growing so weary for my season to change. I've been praying and dreaming. I know you're the way. Stand on my knees and beg you, Lord, please step out on the scene. And I'll say, Jesus, I'll sing Jesus, I'll sing Jesus. Yes, Lord, I will, but then I will stand.
I'm sorry, that's the best I could do.
And when you're better, you're
coming to
performing.
Dude, I love that.
That is incredible awesome. Right there. That is incredible.
Thank God. Here.
Thank you, brother.
Christopher Greer is now going to strum us one.
And we can all jump in, because we'll...
It always happens.
Look, you don't want me to jump in.
Empty homes and empty places, empty people with empty faces, looking for anything to fill that hole inside. Some people found, some people lost, some people think they can't afford the cost. I tell you, there's a better way if you let go of your pride. on the ground. God doesn't care what mistakes you think you might have made. Let that living water fill your soul. If you let him, he'll take control. Bought with his blood and the price it's already paid. So lay your burdens down. The road is long, I know it well. One leads to heaven, one leads to hell. Which road will you walk? We all gotta choose. I tell you, I found a better way. You ain't gotta wait, you can start today. We all know how it's gonna end. Devil's gonna lose when we lay our burdens down. Leave them lying on the ground. God doesn't care what mistakes you think you might have made. Let the living water fill your soul. If you let him, he'll take control. Bought with his blood and the price it's already paid. So lay your burdens down. Lift him up, 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 and lay your burdens down. Lift him up, 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 and lay your burdens down.
That was incredible, man. That was a great song. And you know what? There's one thing that's factual. Everything happens for a reason. And there's a reason that God brought us all together here tonight.
Yep. Do you mind if I say one more time?
No, you speak all you want, brother.
I just want to pray one more time. Father, Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus once again. God, and we realize that you have taken so many steps towards us in our life.
Amen.
God, that you have approached us time and time again with your goodness, for it is your goodness that leads us to you. That's what your word says. But tonight, God, I feel in this room, just as we invited you to be in this place, that you are moving in here. And Father, tonight, we make a conscious step towards you. Every one of us, God. Lord, that we're making a step towards you. You've stepped towards us for so many years. And God, tonight we make a decision to step towards you, to get back in your word, to get back in prayer, to seek your face, to make you the forefront. God, restore in us the life of Christ, the true meaning of grace, and dispel every false gospel, every humanistic gospel that's tried to be preached over us. God, we forsake it. To follow the calls of Christ and the acts of your apostles. In Jesus' holy name, God, do we surrender. Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. So, look, so of course, I'm thinking now in the future. So, our first concert that we do, we're going to have all three of you on stage. Okay? All three of you on stage at the same time, and this is what y'all are going to do.
You know what? I would play with these guys anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, I mean, that would be huge. And to let the inspiration from these songs hit those people in the audience, man, it'd be like a brick against the head. Because let me tell you something. When God gets a hold of you, you know it.
Yes.
And he will, you will physically feel weak when he gets a hold of you. And especially if there's something that he wants you to do for him, it'll wear you down physically until you do it.
Yes.
I mean, it's happened to me before. But to release it and to do his work, whatever it is that he wants you to do, and you do it, it's just an instant, I done it, and I'm relieved. you know, because I'd done exactly what he wanted. And that's something that we have to do, is to acknowledge him and to know that whatever he wants us to do, that we do it. And, you know, it's just, it's a daily thing. Because, you know, you can't be hot, you can't be cold. You know, in the book of Revelation, he tells you, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You know, there is no hot and there's no cold.
There you go.
But the pleasure of knowing, you know, that you're there with him and he's there with you. And, because I know in life in general, with us getting caught up, with what we get caught up in the worldly things, it's so easy for you to get your eyes off God. It's so easy to let our surroundings control us instead of we controlling it. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that I personally have to work on every day. You know, you have to know that this is the life that we have to have. Because I tell everyone that I speak to, there's two things that's real in life. There's a heaven and there's a hell.
That's exactly right.
And you have to decide where you want to go. Because as long as you're breathing,
it's going to be one or the other.
That's it. You have the opportunity, as long as you're breathing, to make that decision in your life. And if you think, well, you know what, I'm a bad person, but I'm in this lifestyle. Another week or two, I may go to church and I may give my life to Christ. And the next day you're gone.
You know what? Yep. Any of us could be gone in the blink of an eye.
Exactly.
He told me the story out there about what happened with him. I shared the story of what happened with me. Any one of us could be gone before we walk out that door.
Exactly.
And we have to make the conscious decision of where will we go? Who will we serve? Who will we be obedient to?
There you go.
Because you're either going to go to one or you're going to go to the other. And, you know, to me, I had enough of that.
Exactly.
You know, I think all of us in here can safely say we might not be where we need to be, but thank God we're not where we used to be.
Exactly.
You know, I look back on the waste that I was and look at what God's given me, you know, and I could never deserve it. And the wonderful thing, the beautiful thing, I don't have to.
Right.
I just have to love him and serve him and follow him and be
exactly
obedient to him.
And can I say something? Because I'm not one to preach because I have no authority. But what we see is right here across the board. Right here.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing. It really is.
Yeah, let me say something, too. First, I want to thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I had a very long day today, and I didn't expect to be here, but I love God surprises. You know, when Nick started off with that prayer and invited Jesus to be with us, I think what we've seen is what result happens when he is with you, and that's in that when we work in harmony together and when we seek each other's good. You know what they're doing with the Elks Lodge in this town is great.
Right.
They're caring for people. And to see these guys come together and how it's blended, and I think that's what he wants to do with us. He wants to use us to live with each other in a way that brings meaning to life. And yeah,
cool.
It's very exciting to be here.
It is.
Made my day.
Well, good. I'm glad you came. Mm-hmm. So, well, I mean, we can sit here and talk about Jesus for another hour, you know. That's just me. I just love to talk about him. I love to glorify his name, because I tell everybody when I speak to him, I'm absolutely nothing without him.
Yeah.
I'm worthless. I really am. And I'm nothing. And I've done so many bad things in my life. I made so many bad choices. And when Jesus died on that cross, that done it. That done it. I mean, that washed away all my sins.
Yeah.
And but I still need to make a conscious effort every day to praise him and to glorify him, because I am nothing without him.
Yeah. Surround yourself with people who lift him up and lift you up. Not people who tear you down. Surround
exactly
yourself in his word. Get into that
exactly
word every day. If you don't have a prayer life, you need one. If
yep
you're not in a church, I can tell you a good one to go to. You know, you go to a good one. I go to a good one in Arab. They're both called New Life. Yep. Nick, I'm not sure where you go, but
going out at Athens, actually, right now, Legacy Church, and Pastor Jamie Hooper is my pastor. And I'm telling you, God's put a word in that man.
Yeah.
And right now we need to realize that what we need is we need fathers.
Yep.
We need fathers. We need to be able to link to a spiritual father and let him sharpen us and let him train us. And I've learned so much. I mean, look at what's out there, guys. I can turn on the Christian channels today. It's humanism.
Yep.
It's this gospel that the end result is the building up of man. And it's not the kingdom of God. You know, it's about living your best life now. It's about, you know, having the best here and the best this. You know, look, Jesus, when he came, he said, look, you know, I've come to bring a sword here. Jesus' message never changed from John the Baptist's message, which was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I've come here to divide. I've come here to draw a line in the sand.
Separate the wheat from the chaff.
Separate it, you know, and that's what we're after, man.
Exactly.
There's a call to holiness, and there's a call to repentance, and it's going out. There's a call to restoration.
Yep.
You know, and I think it's high time that we surrender. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Men to be men and be obedient to the Lord.
Exactly. Because I mean, just we can turn on the TV and we can watch TV for 5 minutes and we know exactly what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. The devil is loose.
Sure.
And let me tell you something. All he wants to do is keep you in his little cove and just keep talking to you. It's okay. It's okay for you to do what you're doing.
He's
you're with me.
Enabler.
He is.
But you know what?
Been defeated, though.
You're exactly right. Wes Brown is right. He has been defeated already.
Yeah.
Wes Brown knows a lot more about the Bible than you believe.
There you go. Wes Brown is correct. He is already defeated. But let me tell you something. He wants to take anybody and everybody that he can with him. Because he is already defeated, and he knows that.
I want to say thank you for being obedient to the Lord tonight.
Yes, thank all of you for being in. And look, I'm just glad that we had the presence of the Lord here with us tonight. I mean, it was awesome. So, of course, open invitation to all of you to come back anytime you want to. And look, one night we might just do it nothing but Jesus. Nothing but. That's all we're going to do. Everybody brings a guitar. We will. Well, I'm sorry. Y'all will sing. I won't sing. I'll listen.
I'll bring the guitar from home and Deacon hold it.
Hey, that's an awesome man. Look.
We'll show him a G chord.
Show me one chord and that's it. All right, Dale, just do this. Just do this. And just act like you know what you're doing.
And he can pretend and lip sync.
Yeah, I'm a good lip syncer probably. Well, again, thank y'all for coming in.
Thank
and Christopher Greer, if you'll pray us out real quick.
I'd love to. God, we feel your presence here tonight, Lord. Where two or three are gathered together, that is church. And tonight we've been having church. And I thank you for it, God. I lift you up and give you glory. Give you thanks for the things that you've done here tonight. For letting me be a part of this. For letting us have a drink of that living water here, God. For letting us give you praise. And for just all the things you've done for us. For the blessings you've given. For the sacrifice that you made so that we can repent and be cleansed of our sins, God.
Yep.
We can never deserve the things that you've given to us freely, God, but we love you and we praise you and we lift you up and we give you the glory. Grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Steve James, you going to drop back by next Thursday?
Sure.
Look, I know you got a busy schedule.
See,
come on.
Can you come on the show on Tuesday?
This Tuesday,
the law show.
Yeah, why not?
I think you would enjoy the law show.
Oh okay. Man, we're crazy on the law show.
I'm hard on attorneys.
I'm crazy.
Is this really about law?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And Big D talks about Alabama politics, and I have fun with that. By the way, it's crazy.
And football.
Look, we love football. Hey, look, check it out. For Wes Brown, Christopher Greer, Nick Faulkner, Danielle, Steve James, this is Big D, and we will catch you next Tuesday on Understanding the Law with Coleman attorney Melvin Haston. God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America. We'll catch you next time.
St. Paul the persecutor was a cruel and sinful man. Jesus hit him with a blinding light.
We play stuff you didn't know you liked, because no one else will play it for you. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. We play stuff you didn't know you liked. because no one else will play it for you. You're listening to Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio.